This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, we're going to talk with Dr. John McAdams at Marquette University. And Dr. McAdams, I would say that what has happened to you, I kind of figured might happen to me if I stayed in my doctoral program at American University. And thought, you know, my views are, I don't even know that we had the term politically incorrect in those days, that many years ago. But I thought, I think I'm getting out while the getting's good, because there's no way these professors, when they learn even more about my troglodytic ways of thinking, are ever going to give me a tenured position. I'd be lucky to get a one-year contract, and probably that would be whistling past the graveyard. So I went on to do other things, but you're an amazing guy, because you've been able to tough it out in academe for many years, and only recently has the snap of political correctness come after you. Thank you so much for being with us today. So why don't we just give folks a little review of what your situation is, how you got to be a persona non grata on your campus after having taught there, satisfied students, everything was going really very well for a long time. You were, even though you were known as a conservative professor on campus, from what I can gather, it wasn't until a teacher's aide got into a kerfuffle that things started to take another direction.
Right. Marquette, maybe because it was a Catholic university when I came in 1977, wasn't, there was kind of a liberal bias, but it wasn't too bad. Political correctness is to be distinguished from traditional liberalism. Your old-style liberal professors, well, like to argue and discuss politics. The new-style politically correct types just want to shut up ideas they think are bad. But anyway,
I think that's a good point, because I knew some of those. And I'm not sure I know any more of them.
Yeah, and you're, by the way, about the umpteenth person I've heard of who self-selected out of academia because they thought it would be an unfriendly environment. And, of course, so what you have here is a very perverse process whereby bias creates more bias and you get a downward spiral. But anyway, back to my story. A student came to me November 2014 complaining about a graduate instructor he had. This wasn't like just a teaching assistant that conducted a discussion section or something. This woman was the instructor of record in the course. That is, it was her course, but she made out the syllabus, she taught the classes, she assigned the grades. And
for some time, I gather, she was doing this over years.
Oh, yeah, she taught the course multiple times before. At any rate, she had briefly touched on gay marriage in the class, but pretty much clearly implied that, well, yes, there should be gay marriage, and then she quickly moved on. And the student confronted her after class and insisted that he wanted to discuss gay marriage, and he made it clear that he opposed gay marriage. Now, she could have said, well, I didn't think that would be a good use of class time. If she'd said that, there'd be no issue at all, because, of course, professors have to decide, you know, we're going to discuss X, not Y. But she didn't say that. She said, you're not allowed to make racist, sexist, and homophobic comments. And then she said, don't you think it would come across as homophobic if you expressed your opposition to gay marriage? And then she asked, are there any gay students in the class? Well, she didn't know. He didn't know. But she said, well, don't you think any gay students in the class would be offended if you talked about how you oppose gay marriage?
Let me interject. Isn't it interesting that offended is kind of the new amendment to the Second Amendment. I can say anything I want as long as I don't offend. Now, actually, it's not that I don't offend anybody and everybody. It's that I don't offend a certain group of liberal people. They're the ones that have the right not to be offended. Otherwise, we can say whatever we want.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want about whites. Whites are constantly being berated about their so-called white privilege in their classes. And, of course, the notion of white privilege is racist. It implies if you have a white skin, your opinions are suspect and no good. That's almost as bad as back in the 19th century, the supporters of slavery said that black people had the mark of Cain on them, making reference to Cain and Abel in the Bible. Well, of course, that was a thoroughly racist theory, and the idea that you're tainted if you have a white skin is equally racist. So anyway, so the student came to me, told me about this, and I blogged about it. At first, Marquette was this was widely disseminated. A lot of people picked it up, including some national outlets like the Fox News website. At first, Marquette was defensive about this and said, well, we at Marquette take a 360-degree view of all social issues. And then I started coming under attack by people in the philosophy profession, including a lot of philosophers, other schools, not at Marquette. And the graduate instructor started getting nasty emails from people who knew about the story. Well, Marquette then started blaming me for the nasty emails. I had never encouraged, hinted, intimated, said anything about anybody ever ought to write her, but they started blaming me for the nasty emails, and I was suspended, of course, without due process, in December 2014, and things have been up in the air ever since with all kinds of lawyerly stuff going on between our lawyers.
There's academic freedom for you.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to count when it's under certain kinds of people express certain kinds of opinions and report certain certain kinds of things.
A really amazing turn of events, because it's not as if you're just getting started. You've been teaching for a long time. Your views have been known for a long time. And I guess we ought not to forget the fact that this is, I was listening carefully to what you said, it was a Catholic university when you started in 1977.
Well, yeah, it still claims to be, but that claim is extremely dubious. They have, for example, scholarships for gay and lesbian students, reserved for gay and lesbian students. Now, of course, gay and lesbian students can apply for the same scholarships everybody else is eligible for, but they have some where straight students are excluded. And I could go on and on about that, how they've basically trashed Catholic social teaching on a lot of things, including transgender stuff. And in fact, part of the story is I have gone on and on about that on my blog. I've blogged about a lot of stuff for 10 years at Marquette, including a lot of stuff that Marquette finds embarrassing. For example, I've blogged about other instructors who have shut down class discussion simply because they didn't like what the student was saying. I've blogged about questionable programs at Marquette, like the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center. And, of course, the very name tells you what sort of operation it is. The Gender and Sexuality Resource Center had a program called FemSex, Feminine Sexuality, which was sponsored by that center, which is officially a part of Marquette University.
You know, if I could interject, just as a footnote, when you bring up the term FemSex, I'm old enough, I've read George Orwell's 1984, and that's the kind of word truncating that went on all the time in the language control department in George Orwell's dystopia. FemSex, really. We're heading into a break, folks, talking today with Dr. John McAdams at Marquette University. dispute over really what can a professor say, what can a student say, what is the encouragement or discouragement of open discussion at a university. We'll be back shortly.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dr. John McAdams, professor at Marquette University, and the whole issue is one of open intellectual discourse and freedom of speech. There's a particular issue involved, but it seems to me that whether one is for or against homosexual marriage, we're talking about whether it can even be discussed. And apparently some opinions are just not even open for discussion. And that's what we're taking away from the position that's been pursued by Marquette University. And Dr. McAdams has been sanctioned because he objected to the silencing of a student by a teacher at the university, a teacher that was associated with his department.
Department, philosophy, the philosophy department. I'm in political science.
Beg your pardon. Thank you. I don't want to get anybody else in trouble. The idea that this discussion was shut down by the teacher, you point to as one of the ways that the liberal mind has been able to kind of dominate and make it very difficult, particularly for a student who's kind of vulnerable. He's trying to get a grade. He's trying to get a degree. He's trying to get through the university and get on with his life. And all of a sudden, like this person in this Miss Abate's class makes a comment about homosexual marriage, and ba-room, atom bombs go off. Amazing.
That's true, and it's very much the norm. I've made, as I was saying, a lot of enemies at Marquette over the years by reporting things like that. In another philosophy class called Philosophy of Crime and Punishment, the instructor was going on about racial profiling, and a student raised his hand to present a cop's view of the issue of racial profiling. What he wanted to say is that all that talk of racial profiling makes life tough for the cops because stop a member from a minority group, they'll be truculent and uncooperative. The instructor, the teacher, tried to shut him up, prevent him from saying that, although he got it out. Then she called him up after class and demanded that he write an email of apology to the two black students in class, whom she assumed were sorely offended. They hadn't said they were offended. And of course, I wouldn't care if they were offended. But she knew.
She knew.
Yeah, right. But she assumed that they were offended because, after all, they're black. They're supposed to be offended hearing anything that's politically incorrect. Real black students are, I think, on the whole, more tolerant than a lot of the lefty professors give them credit for, just as real gay students are and also likely more tolerant than a lot of the politically correct instructors give them credit for. But I, of course, blogged about that, and that went national in a kind of minor way. Michelle Malkin picked it up, for example. So I've made myself sort of a pest for the politically correct people by reporting things like that.
You know, I was in a graduate seminar many years ago, and it was a political science seminar, and the professor had told us that each one of us would present a book that we had read to the class for discussion. And I had read Eric Voegelin's book describing Oriental Despotism, which I think is the title of the book. Voegelin clearly was not a Christian. He wasn't hostile to Christianity. And he was pointing out how these Oriental despotisms, when it was within the time frame, were hostile to Christianity. And in general, how they had operated. It was kind of interesting that they operate in a way that's amazingly similar to despotisms of our own time. Well, anyway, at some point during my presentation, all of a sudden, this mild-mannered Oriental professor gets up and slams his fist on the conference table that a few of us are sitting around at a graduate seminar, and says, "I know what this guy is. He's God-infected." I was stunned, and I didn't quite know what to say or to think, but I gamely tried to continue presenting the thesis of Oriental despotism, which was that religion can be used and often is used by governments to control people. And that's hardly a pro-Christian point of view. But he may not have known that. I don't know.
Apparently not. That does not actually seem like it should be a controversial point to me.
It didn't to me either. It was part of my education, I must say. I was sort of an ingenue until that moment. And then I realized, hey, this is not just some sort of, to misuse the phrase, academic point. This is real life. This is the way these guys are. So, anyway, I've been there and done that. And when I read that you had described what this teacher had done to the student using a tactic typical among liberals, I immediately recalled this long-forgotten professor conducting the seminar that I had been in, and realized that this has been going on for a long, long time. And one of the other things that I've picked up on what you've described, you were told, and you've already mentioned, I think, one other that was told, that if you're going to be forgiven your sin, although they wouldn't want to use that word, it would be your crime. Oh, please, perish the thought. Your crime, whatever it might be, your indiscretion could rise to the level of a systemic challenge, whatever. I'm thinking of something I'm not going to go ahead and say. But anyway, this is the only way to have restoration. And this is what reminded me of what I'd been even studying at the time. The communists, and George Orwell in particular, would let you be restored upon recantation and asking for forgiveness. And I remember very clearly in George Orwell's book that once the protagonist had made his amends, he's walking down the passageway and he takes a bullet in the brain, having been fully restored.
That actually sounds like the Stalinist purge trials of the 1930s. I think the people running Marquette don't know enough history to know that, but it does recall. Well, first the Inquisition, which would let you off relatively easy if you would confess that you'd been consorting with Satan, and of course, avoiding being burned at the stake was a big incentive to confess that.
Gotcha.
Or the Cultural Revolution in Mao's China. So, of course, I'm not going to apologize for something that wasn't wrong at all. That kind of forced apology is just absurd.
Unrepentant attitude of yours obviously is unacceptable, and that's why they don't want you on campus. I believe you've been banned, not only put on unpaid leave, but banned from the campus. We're going to get back and talk some more with Dr. McAdams. And when we get back, I want to get your URL, sir, and any other way that people might contact you would like them to use.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Marquette University Professor Dr. John McAdams. He teaches political science, something that I had studied myself as a graduate student many years ago. And it, from what you may have gathered from our discussion heretofore, my impression is that not a whole lot has changed. It might be a little bit more blatant, but that's even perhaps arguable. There's the same animus against really open expression of ideas. The First Amendment has been kind of conveniently reinterpreted to mean that you're free to say whatever you that I approve of. And anything else is hate speech, and we all know that hate speech is a crime and really ought to be punished if we can get to that happy point. And it's this notion that hate speech is what is to be prohibited seems to me that they are completely clueless. And we're talking about a lot of academia, a lot in the media, perhaps a lot of our fellow Americans don't understand that the First Amendment was designed precisely to protect folks like us that speak out of accord with the reigning worldview.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And of course, hate speech is always a matter of opinion. I think calling people homophobes if they oppose gay marriage is a form of hate speech. But again, very hateful speech directed towards certain kinds of people is never likely to be punished. If we tried to outlaw hate speech would always be defined as something those in political power dislike.
Yes, how convenient. That we see this not just in the area of the humanities, but You mentioned once or twice in your book that science skeptics are not well regarded by the establishment. And the established science elite are those that are in favor of, in what I'm thinking of now anyway, the so-called climate change orthodoxy. And they get lots of money from government. So they have a relationship with politicians. They say things the politicians like because it justifies growth of government. And then those professors are in turn rewarded for saying those politically correct things. And
right.
The science guy is certainly one of those that seems to be a poster boy for that.
Well, yeah, there's a famous guy, a Canadian named David Suzuki, who's quite overtly said that people who are skeptical of global warming should be locked up, that they should be punished. Al Gore has said the same thing. These folks always invoke the, quote, scientific consensus, which is interesting because, yes, the First Amendment should protect people who oppose the consensus, but secondly, as you sort of implied, in science, in both social science and natural science, there have been a lot of consensuses over the historical time that have turned out to be bogus. There are things like groupthink. There are things like careerism. Funding agencies will fund certain kinds of stuff and not other stuff. There's been an actual campaign to try to delegitimize, in some cases, to fire people or deny them positions because they've expressed some skepticism of global warming. So, of course, you're going to have a consensus if you have tools, first of all, have incentives at, you know, at your disposal, like government money. Two, if you have tools of repression, like, you know, you're going to be punished if you say this or if you say that.
You're going to be banned from campus where we revere free speech.
I'm not actually banned from campus. I'm actually banned. It initially was banned from campus, and then Marquette sort of blundered into having to say I could come on campus, but they say I can't go to my office. Of course, my office is the one place on campus that I would most need to go because all my research material is there.
Oh, you don't teach under a tree on sunny days?
No, on sunny days. Yeah. Besides, there are not that many sunny days in Wisconsin. So, yeah.
I can see you're not working for the Chamber of Commerce. Well, the you've had to deal with kind of a campaign. It looks to me that others have been recruited to attack you. There's been the president of the university himself has taken point to come against you, and it just strikes me that is he totally unaware of what happened at the University of Missouri?
He knows about what happened at the University of Missouri. Michael Lovell, the president whom you're talking about, and the provost, a guy named Meyer, there was a demonstration of a few students at Marquette in sympathy with the students of the University of Missouri, and Lovell and Meyer were out there in sympathy with the demonstrators, which is very significant, I think. You and I and most of your listeners know those so-called demonstrators were a bunch of bullies. Melissa Crick is the Click is the sort of the most prominent face of repression, but there were lots of examples of students, particularly white students, being bullied, being insulted and attacked, and so basically.
Just to refresh everybody's memory, Melissa Crick, if I'm not mistaken, was the teacher professor at University of Missouri who, during a demonstration, called for some muscle over here. Can somebody get some muscle over here? She wanted to shut up some people who were exercising their First Amendment.
It was a reporter, a videographer who wanted to get video. So it was not just against free speech. It was against new journalism, gathering information. And it was a threat. I mean, I want some muscle is, in fact, a physical threat.
So he wasn't a real journalist. He wasn't credentialed by us.
Well, right. I know. That's a lot of people think bloggers aren't real journalists. The truth, of course, is there's nothing in the Constitution that says that you, if you work for the New York Times, you have more rights than someone like me, who's just a kind of civilian blogger.
And I'll tell you what, I think I probably speak for a lot of people who no longer rely on or even have any contact with the standard media. I haven't held a newspaper in my hand for I don't know how many years. I realized that I was only contributing to the enemy when I had a subscription. And if the Washington Post has something that is newsworthy, somebody's going to pick it up on a blog, and I'll be able to catch up with it that way. And I think this is what's driving the establishment crazy, is they realize that they are no longer the last word.
Yeah, yeah. They talk a lot about diversity, but now what we have, in fact, is a diverse media landscape where there are quite prominent conservative voices, you know, from Fox News to Matt Drudge to conservative talk radio, and they really, really don't like that. They demean all the conservative voices, whether it's Fox News, talk radio, which they dismiss as mere entertainment, or blogs, which they, on the one hand, don't like conservative blogs, but on the other hand, mainstream media have embraced blogging. You know, a lot of the mainstream media reporters will have their own blog and will have the sort of editorial control and freedom that blogging allows, so they both started despising it and then adopted it.
All bloggers are free to blog, but some are more free than others.
That's true. You could get yourself in trouble at any mainstream outlet if your editors really don't like what you're doing.
Well, we've got another segment to go. We're talking with Dr. John McAdams, professor of political science at Marquette University, and for speaking truth, one of his colleagues in his defense of a student who was speaking truth, a world of hurt lies ahead for speech that's protected.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, I didn't get to what I said I wanted to do, which is to make sure that everybody listening knows how to get a hold of Dr. John McAdams at Marquette University. Sir, how would people find you? I'm sure the best way is to do it online. You have a website. How can folks find it?
Yeah, they can find the website just by Googling Marquette Warrior Blog. So that should turn up my my blog right at the top. And there's a link on there to email me. They could also email me. My Marquette email still works at John, J-O-H-N, dot McAdams, M-C-A-D-A-M-S, at Marquette, M-A-R-Q-U-E-T-T-E, dot E-D-U. So, yeah, I'm not hard to reach.
Good. Yeah, they... We will change that as soon as possible. We'll stick you in the memory hole. That's what we're going to do with you. So, it's you are, like it or not, in the front line of the battle for academic freedom, freedom of speech. There are these kinds of pressures all throughout media. People's jobs are on the line for... doing something that supposedly was within their job description, to speak openly, and in the case of a professor, encourage discussion. The old idea used to be that iron sharpens iron, if we can use a biblical concept, so that multiple points of view help us get at the best understanding, the best set of facts that are available.
Exactly. And even as the whole business of microaggression shows, even really statements that are absurdly bland on their face can be considered verboten, considered microaggression, asking someone, "Where are you from?" which the politically correct types translate as, "You don't belong here." A better translation is, "Oh, you must have an interesting story to tell." I mean, you know,
right.
That's the better translation, or America is the land of opportunity, which is supposed to be offensive to aggrieved groups that don't think they have any opportunity, so people aren't supposed to say that. The local public university here, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, has said that third world, the phrase third world, is verboten because it implies backwardness. Well, it does imply backwardness because the reality is backwardness, which in other context, politically correct people will cheerfully admit or concede.
Would the Peace Corps today be viewed as somehow culturally imperialistic, offensive, whatever?
That's a good question. I haven't seen that. I haven't just done a Google search for that.
You heard it first here.
Okay. All right. I can see. I can see why. Any implication that the first world is superior to the third world, they don't like. All the while talking about the evils of the suppression of women, which of course is, I mean, gender equality is really very much a first world thing. So of course they have, they contradict themselves on that.
And as it doesn't seem to bother them that it's been pointed out to them on numerous occasions, and they go right ahead embracing that third world that does all kinds of horrendous things to women.
They're very heavily on the side of the Palestinians. That's true at Marquette, where several Marquette offices last year, co-sponsored an Israeli apartheid week, accusing Israel of being an apartheid state. And these are the same people who believe in gender equality, believe in equality for gays and lesbians, and they believe in the things that you have in Israel but don't have elsewhere in the Middle East, but somehow Israel is the great Satan and the Palestinians are just an oppressed victim group who are virtuous in their oppression.
It obviously can only be said by somebody who's not been there, although even, I guess, being there, if you go with ideological blinders that are thick enough, you may not see the reality. But Israel is very much an open country where all kinds of ideas can be and are discussed, including Arabs. Israeli Arabs are in the Knesset, the parliament in Israel. And nothing comparable is going to happen, probably in my lifetime and most listeners, in the Palestinian area. It's two different worlds, and whatever differences I've got with Israel, they're nothing compared to what's across an imaginary line.
Yeah, I mean, Israel, I think, has been guilty of some things that could be called human rights abuses, but what happens to any nation that's under attack by terrorists? Remember, in World War II, we interned Japanese. By the way, what politically correct types won't tell you is that the Brits interned Italian and German nationals. The Australians did the same thing. And we needn't even speak of the things the Germans did to people whose loyalty they questioned. So any faults of Israel, and there are some, I don't think we should be quick to judge them on the part of a country that has been literally under attack, not figuratively under, well, figuratively under attack too, but literally under attack.
Sure.
By suicide bombers, people with knives, rockets, etc.
When you hear somebody discuss the faults of Israel to the exclusion of any of the neighbors, then you realize they've got a problem in sorting out what's really going on. And that's a shame, because we're not going to be able to have an intelligent discussion if those are the rules. But those are just extensions of the rules that you're having to deal with at your own university, and where so many other people at other universities are having to deal with as well.
Yeah,
it's a mindset.
It's hard to explain entirely the anti-Israel bias. Part of it is Israel's America's ally. Part of it is that political correctness latches on to victims, which means that successful nations like successful people, the politically correct types instinctively don't like them because they can't be portrayed as victims. Blacks in the inner city can be portrayed as victims, even if their victimization is mostly at the hands of other black people, which is the case with the number, for example, out-of-wedlock births. And the worst thing statistically that can happen to a kid's life chances is, you know, not having a daddy.
Or the burning down of black stores anymore
right.
is not something done by the Ku Klux Klan. It's done by black militants.
Yeah, or stores perhaps owned by whites or Asians who had the chutzpah to actually trade in the black community,
yeah.
right? And so it's what does the writers seem to want to do? Well, teach them a lesson about ever trying to trade in the black community.
How dare you make it so that a welfare mom who might have a part-time job somewhere doesn't have to face an impossible task of, say, getting to a mall in the suburbs because she really doesn't have the means of transport to do that. And so here come these terrible rip-off merchants bringing commerce into Center City. How dare they?
Yeah, and these people don't like Walmart either, which, of course, it's easy to dislike Walmart if you're an affluent yuppie who shops at Whole Foods. Some of my liberal yuppie friends call that the whole paycheck food market. But of course, Walmart is the sort of place you'd like if you have to make a public assistance payment stretch for the entire month, or have to make food stamps, which is now called SNAP, stretch for an entire month. You'll like a place like Walmart. If you're pretty affluent, you can turn up your nose at it.
Isn't that convenient? And yet, I've pointed out before, but there's a talk show host here in Washington, D.C., who describes the double standards of liberals, that if it weren't for double standards, they'd have no standards at all.
That's an old one. That's been going around a long time. Yeah.
Well, I love it. And I'd like to give credit to the one that thought it up originally. So for now, I'm stuck with crediting a talk show host here who uses it quite effectively and quite often. And it really describes what you're having to deal with there at Marquette University. Dr. John McAdams, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being a guest today. Folks, you can find him. Just Google Dr. John McAdams, Marquette University. His blog will pop up for you. I've done it myself. And, we wish you the best, sir. We know that you're on the front line. Stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold Owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.